Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast in a hen shed in the west of Ireland. It is me, Hector Hocon, Tommy Tiernan, and Loretta Blute. And wherever you're listening to us, I say welcome, and I hope you're well. Give me lager. I went on. Tuborg there as well. I went down to the local hardware store the other day. I went down to the local provision store the other day and I bought a big massive dustbin type thing and I filled it with ice and then I fired in about 400 cans of Coors Light and Tuborg. I love cans.
How did you transport it?
What?
An empty bin full of ice.
Yeah, to put
no,
in the back.
Put
of,
the ice in.
Put
after.
In the back of Clive's car, and then we went slowly up the road, and then we lifted it out. The two of us, we fired in about 400 cans. Loads of people came over to the house.
Cans are rotten though.
There's lovely feeling putting your hand deep into the ice about 5 hours into the.
But
party.
Then there's dripping all.
Pulling
over
up,
you.
It's a potluck. What have you got? It's like pulling up trout. What have you got? What have you got? Rolling rock.
Pike.
What do you want? A Bulmers. Who wants a Bulmer? What do you want? Who wants a Carlsberg? But I love after about 14 or 15 or 16 cans of lager and then you start messing on the meat.
But are you not all gassy?
Put on this snitz. Meat is murder. Fuck off. Turn off the stone roses, you cunt.
Shop.
Shut up.
Of the world. Unite and take over.
And then we all get it. So I love that. I love this lager. I'm a lager lout.
And you can drink loads of it.
I love lager.
You can drink loads of it.
Oh, yeah. Years ago, we go up to Man United. You get into the pub there, the Witherspoons, at about 10 o'clock in the morning. The match will be on at 3:30. And it's just down from the Lou McCarrie way. And on the way to Old Trafford, and I get in there. And
see, in jail, did he go to jail for something?
I love.
That's why they called him a lager.
Did he, or was it Mickey Thomas?
Didi Haman.
No, did Mickey Thomas go to jail for something?
No, you're taking it. The keyboard player, the Charlatans. He got caught in a bank robbery. The keyboard player of the band, the Charlatans.
He got
a phone call from a few of his fucking mates. He fucking served time, and now he's.
And what's he doing now?
He's rearing sheep and letting somewhere down in Kilkenny now. That's what he's doing.
In Ireland.
The Charlatans. The only one I know. He's talking to me. He was at home one night in the apartment in Manchester and a maid said to him, I need you for a minute. This is a true story. And your man went, what are you doing? He says, we're robbing a bank.
We did not.
It's a true story. He did. And he said, fuck off. And he goes, no, we need you to drive the car. So he said, fuck. And it was one of his best mates. Now, this is Manchester in the 90s.
And he went.
Fuck it anyway. He's sitting outside this fucking building society.
TSB.
Down in fucking Widenshaw or something. Or Ladybarn. And the fucking boys are in. Doing a job. He should be home watching telly. And the fucking cops came in.
And did he get caught?
He got caught and sent to prison. He was sitting at home. And your mate goes, I'm robbing a bank. You have to come. You can't let your best mate.
I can't believe
it's like
he
Audrey.
Just...
If Audrey said to you, I'm robbing the post office here in Belmullet, you wouldn't let her down.
No, probably not.
You wouldn't let her. Tommy, if I said to you, I'm going to do the lack of credit union.
Tommy would say,
oh, I'm going to do the post office in Corrifin tonight at 2 a.m. and your best mate was robbing it. What would you say? You wouldn't say, fuck off.
You have to turn up.
You'd have to turn up.
Your I mean, the fact that they just tell you in a text is pretty good as well.
He was sitting in the car next to me. He did 4 years of warm with scrubs. It is a true story, I kid you not.
Tell us about your body, Larissa.
My body is sore and uncomfortable and I'm not prepared to talk now, about it this week.
You have a sore bottom.
I do. My arse is all sore.
Now, could you describe to me?
I pride myself in keeping my arse nice and tight at all times. I'm not sure that's
magnificent.
I'm not sure that sentence.
A magnificent statement for the start of a podcast.
Since I played football,
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Say you weren't committed to keeping your arse tight. How
flexing it all the time, just keeping it hard, like my muscles and my arse.
A magnificent second statement on the start of this podcast.
What are they called? Glutes, isn't it? Is that what they're called?
You're always tensing your arse.
Yeah.
What, like you're trying to stop yourself fart or something?
No, I'm not. I'm joking, for fuck's sake. Anyway, the whole point was that's the exercise we're doing this week, our glute orientation.
Glute domination.
Could you describe...
Step-ups. So you go up on a little box. You step up on a box.
And how does that work your glutes?
Because you're using your glutes to lift yourself up.
Okay.
Where is the glute, just for people who don't know their anatomy?
It's your arse. That's what I was saying about it.
Your glute is the two cheeks
of your arse.
Yeah, it's not your sphincter.
No, Tommy, it's not your favourite place.
And look, we are at one with our sphincters.
Well, Tommy is.
I went to Egypt to see it.
I sang in a band called Oedipus Sex.
I remember.
The first band I was ever in.
Oedipus X. If you said it fast, it sounded like
Oedipus,
something else.
The son of
the first
Oedipus
band you ever in was called?
The Electric Sheep.
Yes.
I
remember Hector was the lead singer. I played harmonica. And Hector played I remember there used to be a tape of Hector.
As I was going over to Cork and Kerry Mountain, I met with Captain Farrell on his money. He was counting. I first produced my rifle. I then produced him. Or I'll cut your fucking head off with your ring.
We're kind of like a Pogues.
What? Oh, right.
Pogues of Navan.
Funky Pogues.
So Tommy, just covers.
We only had one ever recording session. We went to Willie Bourne's house.
Willie Bourne's garage.
And we said, right, let's cut something down here, boys.
One, two, three.
And then we went, okay, hang on, we're just not ready to record just yet. Press your two fingers on play and record. Hang on, I'm just going to put another little bit of paper in the top of this cassette here. I'm going to jam a little bit of paper in the top.
So you can record over it.
And you were on the harmonica.
We could record over it. Did you know that trick?
No.
With an old tape.
An old tape, a cassette tape.
Say you bought a tape in a shop and
like
it has
a Memorex
Toya
or TDX.
Wilcox.
You could buy
a packet of TDX or Memorex in Tesco for £3, 6 blank tapes, 90-minute CLXs.
Yes.
And then what you do is you'd
There's
record.
One there, Tommy.
You'd record over on the radio your favourite tracks.
Yeah.
But then to record over, we would go like this.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I would break the top of that.
I'm after handing Hector an actual tape.
So
break that.
All right.
And then I would take a little bit of paper, push it down, and push it back in, and we could record over. All right,
I never knew that.
Record, we're ready. And Tommy was in the Electric Sheep. We only ever made one recording.
That's lovely that you still have
a tape.
A tape. Have you got something to play it in?
I do have an old tape recorder there in the corner.
I used to make radio shows on them.
Wow.
And play Atlantic 252 with my music. Now go ahead.
Oedipus X. So the electric sheep
sort of filtered out. We didn't play live, but
so you had a harmonica,
saxophone, bass, guitars, drums.
We had a whole Electric Sheep.
Yeah.
So I was in the lead singer mold, and as typical lead singers back then, I drifted between bands and bands trying to find my genre. Mm-hmm.
His reputation as a frontman in Navan was unparalleled. Unparalleled.
Were you being touted like by
other
bands?
Oh my God, he had the charisma of Michael Hutchence. Crossed with there was a touch
Mick Jagger.
There was a kind of a Morrissey.
Jim Morrison.
There's loads of vibes going on. Now some of the vibes be in Hector's head, but other vibes be in the audience. People found him mesmeric.
The Paisley fearless. Shorts. Paisley shorts.
Fearless on stage. Oh, once the beat was going,
gone.
Do anything.
You were gone.
I was a front man. So then
legendary.
I started a band. We started a band with Tommy Rogers, Paul Rogers, and Niff Casey, and then we started getting big, and we were called Oedipus X. Yeah. We supported Winter's Rain and the Beachmen one night.
Winter Drain, one of Ireland's greatest rock bands.
And what were you singing then? Were you still on the Pogues vibe?
No. It was Cult covers. It was Echo and the Bunnymen, a couple of our own. I see death on the face of 1,000 men running up that hill. That was one of our big ones called Running Up That Hill.
Was that your own one?
Yeah, can you imagine seeing that? I see death on the face of 1,000 men running up that hill.
Like
that was one of our anthems.
That is pure Uhtred, son of Uhtred.
When you get a couple of lads at the front and they're giving it that with the hands up, I see death on the face of 1,000 men running up that hill. Take it down and you go, lads, give me the from the crowd. What do you hear? What do you see?
I see death on the face of 1,000 men. Running up that hill.
Once more.
I see death on the face of 1,000 men. Running up that hill. That's,
when you get that feeling from four
or five. Brilliant.
When you get that feeling from four or five people in Murray's Pub. We headlined Murray's Pub one night. There was about 6 bands from Navan.
6 bands.
And there was another band there called Belushi. And Stephen Deegan, the boys were in Belushi. And they were really good. Your man on the guitar had about 19 pedals. And he was Belushi. So I used to do the roadie for Belushi sometimes. What I liked was I could go and have a few drinks. We'd all head off to different towns around the northeast. And we'd load the gear in. We could have some ciders. And then we'd get back at about 3 a.m. So one night we went to Cavan. I was roadie for Belushi, and we went into Cavan, into a bar in the main street, and we sort of, it was a long, tunnelly type of bar, and the boys, yeah, sit up down the back there, lads. So we all get and put up the gear, and then there's a cover band playing tonight, lads, that's supporting you. They were called something like whatever.
The Fugees.
Cavan Fugees.
And the boys there, that's fine, we just support, boys.
F-U-J-I.
Boys, you have a support. You can have a couple of beers. So we were up there. We were all sitting down at a table having a couple of beers. The Belushi boys, before we got on, they got on. And the band came on. How's it going? We're from Cavan. It's our first song. And they were really good. And then they started doing a few covers to finish. And then your man goes, we're going to finish with a U2 cover here. This is called Bullet the Blue Sky. And they started going, dong, dong, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, boom, boom, bee, boom, boom, boom. And then your man goes, dong, dong, ding, 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 and he's giving it wah, wahs and wow, fighter planes. And
I can see those fighter planes.
Yeah, and then he goes, and we were going, we all looked at each other. And your man, I said to the lead guitarist of Belushi, who was from Dunsany, Robbie, I said, he's pretty good, isn't he? And your man was like going, wow, wow, dong, dong, ding, ding, good song. And when you do a cover, if you do it right, we were going, Christ, this is fucking good.
And you have to follow them then.
And you know when you've turned that up loud in the car. And then it was going all going so well. Until he got to one and he goes, and then I see this man comes up to me, his face red like a rose of a thorn bush, like all the colours of a royal flush. And he's slapping down those dollar bills. 100! 200! In the Cavan accent. And I just turned to the boys. I said, that's the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Did he just say 100? Like he's in a mart. 100. 200. And then it gets better. And he's peeling off those dollar bills, slapping them down. And I can see those fighter planes. And I can see those fighter planes across the mud huts where the children sleep, through the valleys of the quiet city streets. We take a staircase to the first floor. And when we take the key and slowly unlock the door, a man breathes into a saxophone. And then he went, and through the walls you can see the city groan. See? And then he went like this in the Cavan action. Outside it's America. Outside she's America. And then he went, wow, 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 and we went, this is the best cover I've ever heard in my life. Bullet the Blue Sky in a Cavan accent. 100, 200. Never, ever, ever forget that moment. And I had to tell you the story.
Did you come back home with a donkey one time after an all-nighter?
Oh.
A donkey?
I was only talking to my mother-in-law the other day, Evelyn, and she was up for the Sunday dinner and she was saying,
the rose pork.
Rian turned 16 and she said, I'll never forget the day you went and wet the baby's head at dinner at the Galway races. I said, he was only a couple of weeks old and you all went into the Galway races. I said, I did. And all the boys came down. This is a good story. And Rian was only a newborn baby and he was 16 the other day. And
I went off to the Gaul race with a few boys and we had a bit of crack, and the crack got good after the Gaul race. We went into town and then we went to a party, and then I think I left there. Six 6 o'clock in the morning, myself and Phil were walking along with the, we were coming down there by the NCT car test centre.
And the wife at home with the baby.
Newborn.
And we were dishevelled, and it was morning time. And there was a halting site there just beside the NCT centre. So there wasn't a halting site. There was a bit of a halting site, but there was a settled traveller there in a bungalow. And I sort of knew them, half knew them, and I knew they had horses. But then further on down the road, there'd be always horses grazing on a bit of grass. And there was a sort of a piebald grazing on a bit of grass. And he was just there looking at us. And it was 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a beautiful morning. And I grabbed hold of the bridle. He had a bridle and a bit of rope. And I grabbed hold of him. I said, come on. And he came with us. So then we just continued our walk on a lovely summer's morning. Come on. And he came with us. So then I said, I'm going to bring this home to my wife and tell her I love her, because she's after bringing my firstborn son into the world. And Phil was going, that's a great idea. So we just walked off in the suits, 6:30 in the morning, nobody around, just us plodding down through Dúishke. Come on, boy. All the way into the new houses in Dúishke, into Túishke, round the corner, up through the cars, up towards the door, and then... ding dong!
Oh my God.
Ding dong. He came right up to the door with us. He came right up, and I said, and the missus comes down and she opens the door. She goes, gee, what are you doing? I said, darling, I love you. This is a present from me to you for bringing my firstborn son in. And we were nearly coming in the door with the horse.
And the other thing you told me was that he had his prostate removed. Now, you're always encouraging me to get the finger up the bum from
the local GP.
A bit of digital exploration. And he said to me, he got his prostate taken out, and there's no... He said, when fellas stick their finger up your bum... This is from a man who's been to the far side of the operation. He's had the prostate taken out.
And?
He said, when fellas stick their finger up your bum, they don't know what they're looking for.
For God's sake, Tommy.
And he says you can get it all.
Are they doctors at all?
He said you can all do it, but you can do it be bloods.
So every doctor that's been putting a finger up
they're just messing up and laugh at you.
They've been just trying to get their finger up there for no reason.
It's a big medical sneer they're doing.
Okay, I'm the only one in this room that has had a finger up their bum, yeah?
Why?
I doubt that very much. For medical reasons.
Why do you think it has to be a medical experience?
You dirty tramp.
Could it not just be
dirty,
like...
I'm the only one here.
What was that noise?
I'm the only one here who had a medical doctor put his finger up for certain reasons. I can clarify that fact.
Was he definitely a doctor, yeah? Was he wearing gloves? Was he?
Yeah, but I've had it done a few times, and I know when he hits a magic...
In a fucking handball, I'll leave.
I know when he hits a magic little area there that I go, hello, hello. I know that
that's
he's...
That's your G-spot, isn't
it? Yeah. Hector.
He's hit the prostrate, and
you call it whatever you like. But this isn't some fool of a man who... He has had...
So you're saying the doctor...
He got the news saying, the doctor said, we're going to have to take your prostate out. You know, it's riddled. And if the riddling goes beyond the prostate, you're screwed.
Yes.
So we'll have to take it out. And he said, and how did you find that out? He says, it's all through bloods.
Yeah, bloods are good.
And then he said, what about this fucking folk tale of going down to your GP and letting her slip a digit up your jacksy? And he said...
It's never been a woman with me.
Well, you just don't have a woman.
I've only ever... Anyway.
That's a minor detail.
Anyway. He said that.
Hector,
he said that.
Doc,
this is the fucking whoever the professor of holes is up in the matter.
Yes.
He says when we stick our finger up your bum, put this next bit in inverted commas, we don't know what we're looking for.
Ah, for God, I've been duped.
Oh, you've been more than that. That's one for one for it. Yeah,
yeah, Hector.
I've been duped.
That's what you think.
I've been duped.
You've been fingered.
No wonder. You have been.
No
fingered.
Wonder the doctor just put his hand his mouth up to my ears and a big deep breath as he lay over me.
Don't forget, if you do like what you hear, or if you want to check out what we do on a Monday on our special members podcast, you can go to thlpod.com and you can sign up there to become a member. Here's a quick taste of what to expect from our Acast Plus members only episode. It's out every Monday.
I remember one time being in a pub in Achill, and I was looking at the largest man I've ever seen in my life. He was bursting out of himself. He was overflowing. He had about 8 bodies trapped under his own body. He was fucking massive. And a dinner plate, you wouldn't see it in fucking Jack and the Beanstalk, arrived. Heaped, this fucking cathedral of food was put down in front of him. Spuds and peas and gravy, sausages, bits of chicken, a fucking leg of lamb, a leg of lamb and a hock of ham, and roast potatoes and chips and fucking scallions and Brussels sprouts turnip and suede. Fucking a pyramid of fucking food. You wouldn't see it in the Sphinx. And it was put down in front of him, and he was a big man. And he looked at it, and he turns to his wife and he goes, "Oh," he says, "I'm away to the bathroom to make a bit of room for that."
Oh, yuck. That is disgusting. Wham
it. Anyway, is there something that you shop too much for?
Yeah, I have a shopping addiction. What? Since the lockdown, first of all, I became addicted to online shopping. So
lingerie and stuff.
You need to try that on.
You can't just...
You couldn't buy a bra for me in online.
Has anybody ever bought a bra for you?
Industrial size bras is what I need, with big reinforcements at the back, with maybe like 8 or 9 clips and clasps.
Are you... Hector, come back. You're on about online shopping. He brings up lingerie. The first thing you can shop for a lot more stuff.
See, Hector's like a Jack Russell. I'm like a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Right.
So who do you want to be bitten?
Online shopping, lingerie. There's where he's...
Yeah, where is it at?
Who do you want to be attacked by?
I don't know. Why?
Do I ever bring up your sexy nails?
No, or my sexy clothes.
Exactly.
Well, I don't have any, but go on.
That's because I know you have sexy nails. He brings them up every week.
I just don't wear my sexy clothes here.
So if I get a word in edgewise.
Go on, what is it?
I'm asking you, has any man ever bought you a bra?
No.
So men would have no idea about buying women bras.
They wouldn't have a clue what size they are.
Not in the slightest.
They don't even know what the G's and the B's
are. I have been in a laundry shop a few times, and there's some fucking sexy Fifi Trixie Bell says to me, I mean, compared to me, how big are your wife's breasts?
And like, you wouldn't have any idea, because then you're stare.
I said I'd only know them by feel.
So can I put my hands on them?
I'd only know them by the left eye.
Yeah.
And I said, well, but I'm thinking of getting her a tongue as well.
And she'd say, what size?
But compared to me, what? So the whole buying a bra thing is just a world of...
Irish women are basically...
Does any man know what size their women's boobs are?
Look at. There's only 3 major sizes in Ireland. There's 34, 36, 38 and 40.
Yeah, and do you know what that is? Do you mean, when you say those numbers, do you mean are they the size of your breasts or the size of your...
The cups.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
The cups, yeah.
A woman can have a broad back and small knockers.
Yes. So how would she?
A slender back and large knockers.
So you could have a woman with a 38A, which would be a very small cup.
It's Mary Cup.
Is it? A 38 not big?
Well, no, 38, it's to the protrusion to the front, Tommy, not the size of the cup.
The 38 is the width of your body.
Yes.
The width of your body.
It's the width, not the actual, nothing to do with your cups. The
whip. Exactly.
The width is not... The number...
The whip has nothing to do with the cups.
The numbers...
It's all about the quality.
The numbers have nothing to do with the cups. The numbers are to do with the width of your body.
Yes. I feel like I'm in fucking 40 or doing...
No, but that's like, so if like you get Tommy a measuring tape around
mechanical drawing.
Tommy, you'd probably be a 34...
I'd be.
Yeah, you'd be a 34C.
No, you'd be a 34B. Double nothing, because you've got no boobs. But if you had boobs, you'd be like a 34... A double A.
You've A, B, B, C, C, D, D.
You've A, and then you've A, and then you've B, and
B, B.
Double B.
Yeah.
Double B.
So, Larissa,
double C.
That's what
and
I mean.
And then you go C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, O.
You don't go down. No, you don't. No, you don't. There's no way.
Well, where do you think it stops?
For
what number in the alphabet? Letter in the alphabet.
For a bra cup.
For a cup.
It stops at P.
No, it doesn't, Hector.
P, that's fucking big, Hector.
You wouldn't get the far side of E. You'd be doing very well.
Yeah, you would.
Larissa, no, you...
Is there F's and G's?
You'd get to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Asha, stop.
You
stop,
would.
Yes.
Are you telling me there's H's out there?
Yeah.
Is she on all fours eating grass all day?
There's definitely double H's out there.
The fuck off, there's no double 36. H's.
There's definitely double H's.
Maybe for owl ones, like.
What do you mean owl ones?
I mean owl grannies who live with hens.
How big would they be?
But they'd be... Probably unhandleable.
Massive,
for you.
Unhandleable.
Yeah, be too big for
you'd
your
need
hands.
A fucking walking stick to put manners on them.
You'd need. They'd be big. They'd be called. They'd be big jokes.
Yeah, but they're They're granny jugs. They're old, soft sofa women jugs. They're not young,
but
vibrant.
Get there?
Pert.
You don't get old and then just get big, massive.
Yes,
massive
you do.
Boobs.
Because you're fucking. You do. You drive around Mayo now, and I bet you there's loads of owl ones in aprons living in farms who have knockers.
But they wouldn't be buy. Some people's breasts are so big they can't even buy bras for them.
Jesus.
They just go around with no breasts.
And just send them to school or something.
Yeah, like,
what do you mean they've no.
How
did we get into this fucking.
They'd be too big for bras.
34, 36, 38.
I can't buy a bra in a normal shop. I need to go to an industrial size. Bra shop that measures you up and gets you all in there dirty with the breasts.
I'm not comfortable talking about Rita's breasts.
Were
the blue ones always big breasted?
We talk about your Mickeys all the time.
Were the blue ones always big breasted?
Yeah.
It runs in the family.
It does, yeah.
Can I ask you as a woman,
I'm disgusted when people go to Dunn's and Penny's and buy a bra for €13.
How much do your bras cost?
Like, I bought two bras last week and they cost €120.
What the fuck? The fuck is going on there?
You're
buying
you.
Parachutes.
I'm telling you.
Remember with the Gucci bras?
Yeah, to get them I had to go to the dressmaker and get them bolstered up.
Bolted to me back.
They're so big I had to get, you can get bras that are tight at the front, you know, if you're too big you can't get your hands around at the back.
Rita, and you spent €100 on two bras.
€120 on two bras.
I don't feel well. I'm intrigued about this.
Yeah, it's a big business, the bra business.
So the common bra that you would buy. I can't talk to Rita about her breasts. I can't, Hector.
But they're not my breasts. Just talk about someone else's breasts.
It's just talking about breasts in general, Tommy.
It's just a general conversation about breasts.
What would your favourite terminology be as a young woman?
Oh, brand. I thought you were going to say brand.
When we say knockers and jugs and tits and breasts, what's your favourite? Like, do girls...
Breasticles.
Breasticles.
As young as we always thought, jugs. You're a lovely pair of jugs.
No, breasticles is good because people aren't really, you know, they're...
Knockers. I haven't heard knockers
no,
in a
that's
long
disgusting.
Time. She's a class pair of knockers.
Well, boobs.
Boobs. That's good. That's
boobs
nice.
Is nice.
She's a lovely pair
or
of boobs.
Or breasticles. Oh, my God.
Oh, she's a lovely pair of breasticles.
That fucking toothpick is lovely. Oh, my God. I'm sucking it like a lollipop. sorry. But, yes, so the bra business is a big business.
What about
so
tits?
Hang on.
What about the word tits?
No, I don't like
she's
that.
A great pair of tits. Tits is probably the most common.
That's such a man thing to say.
She's a great pair of tits.
Tits. Did she have her tits out in your face? Questions like that. Lads love asking questions.
Oh, she's a class pair of jugs.
Jugs. Knockers.
No,
none of them.
Boobs.
So, yeah,
boobs.
We're lucky in Ballina. We do have one shop that does sell big bras, but the rest of the shops just sell ordinary.
So you spent £100?
£120.
On two bras?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're dear. Good Triumph bras. You can't beat them.
And would you ever think, I am maintaining strict fucking eye contact here with you, Richard.
Yes.
Would you ever think,
hold the eye contact.
Yeah, everything what?
Don't blink.
I told you I don't feel well. would you ever think of getting breast reduction?
No, why? They're not causing me any inconvenience.
Well, they're costing
are you
lots
happy?
Of money.
Larita, we always have £20 a pop. Do you think your
bra... But how long? You don't buy bras that often.
Here's a great question. How long would a bra do you?
Well, they do you a good while if you were, you know, your breast didn't get any bigger or smaller.
Like, would you get...
If they maintained the same size for a... Maybe you could... Oh, you'd get a good while out of them. You could, like... Because of lockdown, I had to get 18 months out of my bras.
This is a horrible discussion. It's like...
Because I couldn't buy them in the shop.
That really? Sounds terrible. Yeah. That's 18
the
months.
The specialised shops.
And tell me this.
It should be an essential service.
Do you, would you wear the same bra for a week?
Well, you'd interplay with them. You know, you wouldn't wear the one bra all the time.
Would you juggle them?
You'd have to wash it, like.
You'd have to wash your bras.
You'd juggle the bras.
Every day. Could you?
No, you won't. I won't wash it every day because then you'd ruin it because it's too expensive to be washing every day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To handle it with care.
Would you dry it in the dryer or would you...
No, God, you would not.
Outside.
Sure, it should shrink and then there'd be a fucking waste of time buying and spending.
Rita, how much of a problem is this in Ireland?
It's a big problem.
For women locating
big
the right bra.
Women.
Tell us about that.
I get very, very envious of women that have standard size bras.
36D. Yeah.
Well, that should be a big one now.
34B.
30
double A head is spinning.
People that have like 34 double B.
I'm just trying to get a paint a picture here.
Or a C. That's a pretty good.
What's the standard size out there in Ireland? 22 years of age.
I think women.
She's from Uachtarard. What's the standard size?
Depending on what size.
27 years of age. She's a teacher in
Lucan. What weight is she?
She, I don't know. I'm 34 years of age. She's from Kilkenny. She lives in Glenageary.
What weight is she?
She's a teacher.
To give us a weight.
Weight and height.
She's 10 stone, 10 and a half stone, and she's 5'7".
Right. Well, she could have.
Oh, I like the sound of her. Do you have any painter pictures?
She works in junior infants.
She's underweight.
She takes care of junior infants in Glenageary National School, and her name is Fidelma.
Wow. Right. She's 2 months off every summer just to go parking around Croatia with a backpack.
She was in Machu Picchu last year.
She could have a 34C bra. Or a 32. She could be 32, depending on her.
When do your breasts stop growing?
They don't. Jesus. They grow up according to your weight. Sometimes.
No, I really feel sick.
No way.
Your breasts aren't like your height. They don't stop growing.
Are you saying a woman's breasts never stop?
And then when you're, obviously, when they're being milked, they could be 3 times the size or...
Will somebody put the kettle on?
Lads, there. It's good for you to know these
the door
things.
Here,
it's good
Tom.
For you to be aware of this. Because men
not.
Don't seem to know anything. Like, men think, you know, they think that, like, you could have, like, a 32...
Did they get
X, like they didn't. You didn't even know that the 32 was not the size of the cups.
Yeah, the size, that's, I now know that's the size of your back.
Your back, yeah. Your back. It's the size of your back.
And what would be, if I could paint...
A level girl
would paint. If I could paint, what?
If you could
big,
have
big
the optimum...
Bag.
If you could say, if you could go into a magic machine and come out with the perfect breasts, what size would you want?
I don't mind, to be honest.
You're happy enough with your.
I've had them a few different sizes, so I'm.
They've been growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I've experienced them at different stages of life, and.
And what's interesting as well is if a woman puts on a lot of weight, her breasts get bigger, and if she loses weight, they get smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then also,
what are they full of?
What is a bit strange? You know, when you see someone that is very heavy, but their breasts don't get big, it kind of doesn't look like it's in proportion to the person.
Yes.
So it's better when they grow with the...
Yes. So what we're saying here is the bra industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah. Who do the best bras?
Well, I like Fantasia.
Oh, the Lord.
Or I like Triumph.
Do Aldi do bras?
Probably, but they wouldn't fit me.
Do you get 3 packs of bras? Are
no,
they
you
any
can't
good?
Get them in packs.
Like
double
we used
packs.
To get box
you
of shorts.
Get individual ones because
3 pack of bras, no good.
No good for me. No.
And are the same
you
things?
Get them in pennies.
Like when we used to be flutering with them at the back of the snooker hall in Avon, you could.
Another thing you can't get around at all.
How do they open now?
They still open. They still open the same way.
Strange,
right?
Just kind of like a squeeze,
a flicking,
release,
a bit of flicking,
little flick.
Yeah,
a bit of just hope for the best. Try and
hope for the breast.
The breast, hope for the breast. Yeah. So that's your education on breasts this week, boys.
Would you spend €500 on a couple of bras?
You could on a good industrial size.
Would you have different coloured bras?
Yes.
Name some colours.
Because you'd need a nude colour. For depending on what you're
Irish
wearing
women love
it.
That cream sandy owl colour, magnolia, don't they?
Every woman's got to have a nude bra.
The classic magnolia fits one, does all.
We hope you enjoyed that taste of our members only episode. To find out more, head to www.thlpod.com/members-only.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
On that pagan Christianity thing, I cannot sometimes get the great hymns of the country out of my head.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, we're going to sing, you've often said it here, but we've never touched on it. What's your favourite hymn?
Yeah.
And we all have favourites. Yes. So I'm going to throw one out for you today on this, in the hen house, in the community of people who are listening.
Is the heat on? I'm getting hot, in
a global parish. Let us now all come together on the THL podcast, wherever you may be, and we sing together. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, with cords that cannot be broken.
I don't know it actually.
Okay, we'll go to another one.
It's you singing.
That's not a good one. Here's the one I really like.
What's your favourite one?
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Here we go now. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Sing it loud. As Jesus Christ is Lord.
That's beautiful.
I can feel. I feel my mother, who used to run the parochial bookshop beside St Mary's. I feel that song coming.
It was a gift shop. It was a Catholic gift.
It was a Catholic bookshop.
It was a gift shop.
It was a gift shop. It was a bookshop.
Trinkets.
And the other one.
Would she ever bring books home?
My mother would often bring. It was funny when all the boys were small and there was Holy Communions and there was christenings and baptisms. She would inundate and flood the lads with little badges and little chains.
I got the medal the other day when I was going to
Mayo. Little booklets. She would leave booklets on their bedside lockers for them.
There. That I was given by my aunt.
What is that? That's a miraculous medal, isn't it?
Yeah, so Holy that Mary. I didn't get COVID when I went
there
to
Dublin. There was a wave of lads in the 90s wearing miraculous medals.
Oh, there was, of course.
Tommy, you have a fair chain of the Lord. Look at the chain of the Lord around his neck.
How about that? So that, this is, for people who can't see it, which is everybody else, this is it's a cross, but with it's got a dark gemstone in the middle of it. There's nobody hanging off it. There's just a cross.
What does that represent?
To me, that represents the unknowable in the middle of the mystery.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it only cost me a fiver, and I got it in Jampaling, which is a Tibetan monastery.
Above in Cavan.
In Cavan.
A gift shop.
It's a gift shop.
You got us in the gift
shop. And Tommy, you wear that
all the time.
All the time.
And
it adorns your skin.
Oh, I love it.
Because Tommy, we all know your belief is deep.
Yes.
And it is dense.
Oh, yes. You're your mother's son, Hector. You're your mother's son.
What other hymn have you
and now let
she
us
was
all
mad for God. Hector's mother was mad for God.
And now what I really need you to do, and I'm asking the THL community to come in on this with the harmonies. Are you ready? Because I know you can do a harmony.
I know this, too.
I know. Let's all join together in communion, peace. Walk in the light to love one another till the Saviour we meet. Walk. Here's the harmonies. In the light. Walk in the light. Walk.
Stop.
In the light. Walk. In the light, walk in the light. Here it goes.
Oh, stop.
Bruno Fernandes is the man for me. Walk in the light. He scores goals and he goes down on his knees. Walk in the light.
This is interesting.
Isn't that a class one?
This has turned into a fucking James Kilbane.
What about this? What
my
about this one?
Is
Mayo will win on Saturday week.
Walk in the light.
And raise the All-Ireland to people on the street. Walk in the light. Come on, Tommy.
Walk in the light. Walk.
Having none of this.
In the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of God.
The reason myself and Hector need mantras.
Yeah.
Is because we weren't breastfed.
Yeah.
And we were like,
you weren't loved then?
If you look at a little baby just after we've been born, right, some little babies are suckling at the tit, and other little babies then are in the unit by themselves going, I am worth it. I am great. I forgive myself.
I'll be better to myself.
I'll be better to myself.
And then
I don't need anybody else.
And then an hour later, fucking my cunts, fuck you, bricks. I'll survive.
I'm over here.
I will survive. And looking over at the brother, he's going to get it from me when he's about 10.
And so you were probably well suckled, were you?
I think so, yeah.
Ah, you'd know.
What about those babies that stay?
The big happy suckled head in you.
What about the babies that stay on the breast well into 4 and 5 and 6 years of age?
Yeah. They're...
Oh yeah, that's a weird.
Is that as common
as happens? Yeah, I knew a girl who was breastfed. She's about 4.
And
And fine adult she is now, but yeah, that's a...
Some people, kind of, like, it must be hard on the mother when the teeth start coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But your men have teeth.
there might be a bit more
it's on men when
and it's also and also the, just in terms of women's nipples,
yes, that thing, while we're on the subject,
that thing of there's a fine line between pain and pleasure,
there,
like,
is
like twist it, but hey fucking count,
but men don't seem to know that.
twist it bite it oh, you're only teasing me now. Fucking bite it.
Lick it.
No, that'll bite. Oh, Jesus fuck, stop.
Bite it off.
go easy just fucking hit me.
There's no fucking milk in there for you.
Milk. Don't fucking need it. Rubbish.
Fucking Radio Luxembourg, hello. 252 Atlantic, hello. Radio Test. Carolina.
Like a fella tried to bleed a radiator.
Twist it 5 to the left, 4 to the 4 notches to the left.
The other way.
He's trying to open one of them big safes. 6 to the left, 5 to the 4.
Just knowing at that very crucial point when
nipple,
to stop.
It's called a nipple, but the official medical term is the areola. Never fucking works calling it the areola, does it?
No, I think the areola is the bit around the nipple.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. What about the land? The Doctor. Areola sounds like a planet you should land on.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of people that have...
And you know, it's funny when you, I don't know if it still happens, but the Breastfeeding Association of Ireland are out there and don't they ring you when you're a newborn mum or dad? Remember, did you ever get that phone call? Hello, it's the Breastfeeding Association of Ireland. 2 days in, the child is back at the house and you're there going, who the fuck is on the phone? And they were like, how's your child? Is he latching on? Latching on? I don't even know where we are. Never mind, I haven't slept in 2 days. Is the child engaged with the areola?
It's a sore dose for some people, do you know?
Yeah, it is a sore.
You were breastfed. We weren't breastfed. Explains an awful lot.
We were in the fucking 1 day old. I am worth it.
Your original question to think, does a parent have a favourite?
Do you have a favourite son?
Not.
You see, because there's boys.
Depends on the time of the day and what they're doing. There's beautiful moments that they do stuff.
You're pure diplomatic. You wouldn't answer the question anyway if you were.
There are times in the day where each of them will do something really different, or it's a look of the eye, or it's something they say.
Can any of them moonwalk?
Yeah, no. Not sure yet.
Ben, can you?
You failed as a parent.
What's the most valuable life lesson you could have shown them how to do? Moonwalk.
Whatever situation you're in, if you just break into a fucking moonwalk,
you can get out of
yes.
it.
Diffuse, say you're stopped at the fucking at the border going into fucking Hungary or North Korea.
I thought you were going to say Black Lion.
You know, and he's a. And you show him your passport and he gets. Maybe you're trying to get into Tibet or something.
Yeah.
And it's a Chinese young fella on the fucking gate. And they're saying, look, I just want to visit the Holy Mountain. That's all I want to do. I'm studying Buddhism for a long time. And he's talking to another fucking guy. And they said, no go. And if you say, please, I've travelled all the way from. And then all is lost. And then just break into a fucking moonwalk. And they're,
Michael Jackson!
Oh, Michael Jackson, I'm a walk. Oh, you go.
We said it was and
oh, you go to the bed.
Okay, so.
Move on, do again. Do move on again.
Stop his passport, motherfucker.
Billy Jean is not my lover. Just a girl who claimed that I am the one. Oh, move on. Make sure. Tell me, move on. Tell me, move on. Come on. No. You no go till you teach me, move on.
Did you teach me how to move
on? You got that twiller.
I got the move on. Do it again. Do move on again.
And then you leave them and they're all moonwalking across the border.
There's moments. Some sons will do something that I don't believe there's a favouritism.
So basically what you're saying is some days you prefer others than others.
No, there's no preferring there. There's love that emanates more some days and there's more little things that make love emanate other days. And that's what makes them all different. And boys especially, and teenage boys are completely different.
You have a way of talking that is confusing and clear at the same time.
You doesn't should be he? A politician.
Like, I'm trying to fucking explain what's in my head, Tommy.
God, mother.
It's fucking
and love is emanating and the same at the different times of the day and the 12
no,
and the doing the thing no,
but
the back.
No, but
just
Tommy.
Say the fucking thing you want to say.
But this is what you do. Look, you go. I was in a shop the other day.
Moonwalk.
You got the trailer?
Stop.
You got
another moonwalk.
fucking Michael Jackson.
Do not fuck with Michael Jackson. You're too innocent. Too innocent. I seen a what documentary. A what documentary.
Did never touch a kid.
No, he don't do that, Michael Jackson. He moonwalk.
Macaulay Culkin.
Moonwalk Michael Jackson. No touchy kitty kitty. No touchy. No touchy kitty kitty. I don't care what you say. Michael Jackson. Moonwalk. Billie Jean Namahawa.
Billie Jean Okinawa.
Did that bugger who come and walk? Kitty Namahawa.
Yes. It's...
You like Twitter video, yeah? Visa Pass. And then I told you,
what the fuck? You said it here, purple of a word.
Visa Pass. Fifth album all time. Fifth album all time. Bad. Bad. That's my fifth album all time.
Chachi. Beside.
But the draw.
Oui.
He kill him. Doctor. Doctor, they kill him. I kill him. I kill the doctor. That old dog, man.
Never, never land.
You cook, man. You cook McCoy. McCoy cook. McCoy cook. He no Michael Jackson. McCoy cook. He no Michael Jackson. He no.
No. He's turning into an American.
What? Macaulay Culkin. We apologize to everyone. From it to
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. He no Michael Jackson. He no. No Kenny. No Atta. Michael Jackson, good man. Moonwalk!
Again.
Moonwalk!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you all for listening to the Best Of episode. And don't forget, if you're looking for even more THL, why don't you become a member for all those extra episodes? Find out all the details and you can sign up at thlpod.com. Mass more!
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.